Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Simon's.
Pee pee!
Yeah, we
still remembered.
Still got it.
I remembered.
Well, we shouldn't forget that now. We've done it.
It's ingrained into our brand now.
It's an integral part of the pee pee brand. Have you copyrighted that?
No. Anyone can use it. Do you know what? I'm fine with it. If anyone wants to go around and wiggle their little finger and go pee pee, you can do it. Okay?
Pee pee! Like this. I can't do it. I see.
You know what? Now that I've seen you do it, I don't like it. I changed my mind. Anyone uses it, I'll sue you.
Okay. What peculiar portion?
I've got.
Have you prepared?
I've got a delicious a la carte for you this evening.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's on the cardboard.
Who?
On the card.
On the menu?
On the menu, yeah.
You've got a delicious on the menu for
me. Yes, I've got a delicious on the menu. Cordon bleu, that means blue ribboned. Ribbon, blue ribbon.
Mm.
Blue ribbon. I've got a lovely blue ribbon for you. We've got a three-course meal. Portions.
Okay.
Right. We've got a delicious starter, which involves an airplane. We've got a wonderful main course. It's also an airplane. And we've got a dessert that's also an airplane.
Oh, good.
So this is kind of like airline food that will be being served.
I mean...
which is famously great.
Famously? Well,
yes.
Apparently just salty.
Can I just talk about salty. This through the whole thing?
Well, this isn't how people talk on airplanes, though, is it? You know, it's just noise.
Darren! Darren, you got my headphones! noise-cancelling headphones. They're in my bag! They're in my bag!
What's happening in plane news, if that's what this is?
Plane news. Well, this week,
it's
Lewis...
It's not very plain at all. It's very exciting news. From what I can see. Stop it. Let's go on with it. Don't look at me like that. Why do we bimble around this so much? Why do we...
You've got to pad out the running time.
Why are we... This is such a waste of everyone's time.
It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of Alex's time. It's a waste of time for the viewer. It's even worse when I watch this back on my streams at half speed, because then we waste everyone's time twice as much.
For twice as long.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? We don't go... it's not... look, let's just...
I think I have a sadistic streak.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you eat some more fibre, you know, hopefully that'll sort that right out.
My streak.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get on with it. What is
this? Are you implying my stools are too wet and I've been signing the pan? Is that what you've been... I'm trying to understand
signing the pan?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! What expression!
It looks like the starting grid at Brands Hatch.
A Southwest pilot, American Airlines, I guess, threatened to turn the plane around. We're going to turn this plane around and go home if you guys don't stop airdropping nudes to one another.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Airdropping.
I've never done that.
It's a short range thing you can do with your mobile phone, your smartphone device, where you can send things to people.
just anyone near you.
And I think it is literally made just for sharing pictures.
And on Apple, right? Is it public, though? It's kind of like doing a fart. You're sharing it with...
It's like doing a fart, but it's a topless picture of you taken in the mirror.
Right, and other people can see
And other
that.
People can sniff it.
But only if they've got an Apple.
I don't know. Is it Apple only? I got no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
It probably is. I don't remember, like, ever using anything like that on my phone. I don't even know where my phone is. I think I left it in the other room.
How did the pilot find out about this?
Because he had an Apple and he kept getting notifications whilst he was driving the plane.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bing! And he's like, oh, I know I shouldn't look when I'm driving, but it's not like the police are going to pull me over. So he looks at his phone. He's like, it's okay, I'm at a traffic light. Looks at his phone and it's, you know, just...
It's a clown's honkers.
It's a clown, yeah.
Good Lord, what's...
A Kluber.
On the plane, on the very just, plane.
And there's a message that says, what do you make of this, boys?
Fuck me.
I think that's the story. That's pretty much the story.
We don't need any
but
more
it was,
than that.
It was a whole bunch of people were doing it. It wasn't just like one person or two people. It was like a load of people.
Was this just... kids sending each other like dirty pictures rather than actual passengers airdropping nudes to each other? How often do people airdrop nudes that are legit? And also, why would you do it?
I'm like, ooh, I'm naughty. Oh, I'm so naughty. Ooh.
Is it?
It's basically like flashing.
Oh.
But like, virtual, and it's known as cyber flashing.
Right. Okay.
So surprisingly,
is it mostly men who are doing it then? Mostly dicks or boobs?
Okay. Well,
what's wrong?
I want to see if there's a link to the TikTok itself here.
So there's a big viral TikTok.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm gonna have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's gonna have to get off. We're gonna have to get security involved, and it's vacation is gonna be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to a Cabo. So here's the deal.
Very hard to make out because all airline, yeah, never go for that naked pictures today. We'll turn around and go back home to the gate. And airdropping nudes. It's just kind of very hard to... But I'm assuming... I heard a little smile in his voice as he was saying it.
Right.
We're going to have to turn around and get security involved. I mean, how much of this is a problem? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a problem if the main thing is, if this is like someone's kink that they want to like show off, they're exhibitionists, they want to flash people in a sort of cyber way through phones, what they're doing is they're not getting consent from other people that are receiving the messages.
Yeah, but they're consenting by choosing to open. It doesn't just appear on people's phones.
Yeah, but it might be a meme. I don't think you understand.
Right.
People are like, is this a picture of a cat? That's not the kind of pussy I was expecting.
Oh. Yeah, you're
right.
There
we
right.
go. We got the joke
there
out of the way. Yeah.
I think we don't need to know. You've won. You've won the news article. Congrats. I don't know. People can choose, right? Whether they receive the airdrop or not. Surely it doesn't just appear, or there's not like an override setting.
Because that'd be great. You know, someone's like in an important business meeting or something, and you just, you know, just send them a picture of a horse's cock.
Right.
And they're like, that's it. Their job is over. They've been fired.
Right.
And you're like, bingo.
Do you not? Can you not tell
job
who it's
done.
From? Like, does it not say their name or anything? Or like, is it completely anonymous? And what's the range on this? I don't know anything about this. Sorry, guys. I'm not.
Do you know what? Reading this whole thing out would have gone better if we both knew what airdropping actually was.
We're like those old people on the real news shows who don't understand what they're talking about.
We're like the judges that are like, They're accused of airdropping. Now, what is this airdropping?
I guess it's like when you drop a fart into the air.
It must be. Is it like snow dropping?
What's that? Don't look it up.
I'm just going to Google snow dropping. Let's see if there's...
Oh, no. Oh, Simon, for goodness sake. Stop laughing, Alex. This is too...
It's very...
It sounds so innocent, but it's not very nice. We've already legislated against that.
Oh.
Disgusting practice.
Okay. Oh, right, I'm a judge. Oh, right! I've forgotten the bit we were
lost
doing.
The character. We got distracted. Well, I've learned two things today.
Have you, though? Have you learned what airdropping is, for example?
No, I've learned one thing today.
Okay. So if we both had Apple phones.
Yeah,
if
not
we
just
both
apples.
Had apples, you know, that'd be a nice treat, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be lovely.
That would be nice.
I think that'd be nice.
I had a banana. I had your banana, really.
Usually,
it was a nice banana.
I mean, I would have an apple on a plane, so...
Yeah, because you're a fruitarian.
On a plane.
On a plane. You're an air fruitarian.
I don't know why I did that. It's a weird idea. I wouldn't do it.
It makes sense though. If there's loads of things that you don't want to get served on the plane, just...
I don't like those little pretzel things, the salty ones. Apparently that's the thing. In the high pressure of the pressure cabin or whatever.
Sense of taste goes.
Food tastes different. But salt is still like fine.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of salty food on planes. Apparently that's the thing. That's the secret.
Mm.
Don't know how true that is. Could be bollocks.
I mean, it's also good if people, you know, you got to make sure people have a drink.
Fruit, famously very salty.
What have you been doing to your fruit?
You can put salt on, like, a lot of fruit, like watermelon. You probably put salt on a lot of, like, fruit, and it might be quite nice. Has anyone tried that? Like a little bit of salted apple, salted banana? Is that nice? I bet you'd order these things at fucking... these fancy restaurants, these experimental ones. And people would be...
Here we have half of a peach with salt.
Yeah.
Oh. Himalayan pink salt.
Ooh.
On a plate.
Ooh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Next story. Oh, the main course.
The main course. This is what we've been waiting for. You didn't want to eat too much of that starter. That was just enough to get you going. But this...
Oh, it was enough to get me going. I can tell you.
Bringing this out.
So, two pilots on...
I'm ready to eat.
Air France. Were suspended after they got into a fight in the cockpit.
The cockpit.
The cockpit, which is, of course, what they call the front bit of the plane.
Yeah.
Where they drive it.
Never questioned that until you said it. But
really?
Now I can't think of anything else. Why is it called that?
Cockpit.
Yeah. Is that... I mean, I guess that would be where they would have cockfights in the cockpit. The cockpit.
To me, it kind of just makes me think of, like... I don't know, like... Someone dies, and like, oh, la, 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 la. And they've been a bad person, and they go down to hell.
Welcome, sinner. You are in hell. For your sins, you'll be thrown into the cockpit.
Ooh, sounds nice.
Oh, it's not nice.
What?
They're all unwashed. They're all filthy.
Cool, but what if they... That's
they all got mushrooms growing on him too.
But I brought with me my pomegranate foam. Shower foam.
Oh! Oh, the one that smells like how that new drink in the office tastes.
Yeah.
Ah, lovely.
Really softens up the skin. Satan is very sort of Turkish sounding. I quite like that vibe that he's got going.
Any sauces?
Oh no, I'm all right with. I'm full from the main. Actually, right. There's plenty to work with here.
Okay.
So these Air France pilots were fighting.
Yeah.
In the cockpit. This doesn't sound. Oh, but the plane was flying at the time.
It was flying. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's more of a story. Yeah.
It's more dramatic, isn't it? Certainly.
They often do have. A couple of pilots.
Yes.
But then sometimes even more.
Because obviously one of them has to have the fish and one of them has to have the chicken.
Right.
Because if they both eat the fish and they both die, then the stewardess is going to say, does anyone know how to fly a plane?
Yeah, I know. It's a whole thing. But, I mean, obviously the co-pilot and the pilot, but also in the longer haul flights, they have a couple more.
They got four pilots.
Yeah, I think they swap the teams in, don't they? They don't. When it's like a 16-hour flight or whatever.
Well, where do the other two go for like.
They have a little berth. They can like sleep in.
A berth?
Yeah, there's like a little pilot's berth, a little area.
Pilot's berth?
Can
he said his first words! I'm going to try my
best. Weather in Marbella is 14 degrees on the ground. Yeah. Sorry, so they were fighting, were they?
Yeah. I think what must have happened is that they were both walking up the aisle.
We could read the article, but no. Speculate wildly about what happened.
You know,
happened.
They were walking up the aisle. They were...
Da, 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 da. That's how new pilots are made. So.
Okay, now, we have to... First of all... That was good. I'll give you credit for that. But also, there is something that I want. I want to do something to you.
Right.
And then I want you to do something in front of me.
Okay. I'm prepared.
I'm okay.
Oh.
You did say you were prepared. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to like take your finger and push the bridge up the bridge of your nose.
You do like that, don't you? You like this motion, this. It's something you don't see enough on telly, you know, people doing that. Like boffins on telly doing this.
It's like a whole fucking like trope in anime, Lewis.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't watch any anime.
Oh, you push the glasses up and then like the reflection is just like light on the lenses.
Oh, right.
And people can't see your eyes, and everyone's like, my God, that guy's so cool. He's so anime.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're getting joy out of this. So...
Fisticuffs in the cockpit, leaving a leaky engine running while cruising over Africa. Air France pilots are under scrutiny after recent incidents have prompted French investigators to call for tougher safety protocols.
So actually, this fight... Is not okay. They had a dispute shortly after takeoff and grabbed each other by their collars.
Oh my God. So was there not actually like a punch thrown?
One apparently hit the other.
Oh.
Cabin crew intervened and a crew member spent the flight in the cockpit with the pilot. So I guess to stop them from fighting.
He was stood between them. So one of them was in the driver's seat, one of them was in the passenger seat, and the guy was like where the gear stick is.
Kick off again.
Gear stick.
The handbrake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have gears on a plane.
This must happen. I wonder what they were arguing about.
It was about a fuel leak.
Right.
So this was the flight from Congo to Paris. Is Congo partially French?
I think it was a French colony,
right,
wasn't it?
So there would be a lot of French-speaking people there as well. Pilots rerouted the plane but didn't cut power to the engine or land as soon as possible, as they should have done. The plane landed safely in Chad.
Could have caught fire. That's not what they were arguing about, though.
So it doesn't really go into the fight.
I guess because there's no knowledge of, no one knows
the
what
fight
happened.
Is just a bullet point.
We can just guess.
Several.
Yeah. I reckon.
Oh, what?
I reckon it was about a woman.
Oh my God.
They were like dating the same woman and they found out. One of them found out. And he was like, Meld, you take my woman, I hate you. It's my French accent.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Tu putain. Thump.
Tu mets eh, putain.
Yeah.
Enculé.
Wow. What is it they do?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's
oh,
why
my
they
fucking
do that.
God. Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Just...
Maybe that's what they did. They were recording like a podcast, and then one of them just did a stupid move.
And hit the other in
their
the face.
Their hand slipped. Accidentally hit the other in the forehead, and that was it. Friendship over.
Yeah. Look, I'm all on edge now.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Look, I know you didn't mean it.
Should I?
He doesn't normally.
Does this help?
He doesn't normally
do this.
Does this
help?
Guys.
I'm so sorry. Would you like Daff?
We've never been very physical with one another, ever.
There was that time.
When what?
When we got that gin delivered.
Right. I don't remember this. How much of it had I drunk?
It was during lockdown.
Right.
We were trapped together. We had to, whatever it's called. What was it called? We were in a bubble.
Top and tail. What was it?
So this is another plane?
This is the dessert, is it? This is the...
Yes. It is a...
The treat course.
Peach Melba?
This is like the bit of the podcast where it's getting towards the end, but...
And you feel pretty full.
Yeah, you've been satisfied by the meal, but you've left a little bit of space.
Yeah, there's always room for pudding.
There's a little bit of, you know, some little, you know, a spotted dick or something, or a little bread and butter. Little bread and butter pudding. Or... Not.
Jam roly-poly with lashings of custard, ooh, which is like a meal in itself.
I feel like these are the things you might have on a fucking airplane, you know?
Do you still eat mango chutney?
I think I can. Alex? Yeah. He's saying
there's
yeah.
There's no rennet or anything.
Well, it's like people say things like, oh, I've never tried vegan food. And I'm like, bread? Have you never had bread?
You've never had like a fruit or vegetable at any point.
Like,
chips is vegan,
yeah, there's
right?
quite a lot of them.
You've eaten chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, I've eaten chips.
Yeah, yeah. They're fine, I like them.
Had them for breakfast.
So,
dessert story.
Dessert, yes. A Californian man has pled guilty to federal charges in a wildlife smuggling case that included him being caught entering the US with reptiles hidden in his clothes. Now, this is terrible.
1,700 animals he was smuggling.
In his clothes.
With a reported market value of about $750,000, which is a nicer way to put it than more than $739,000, which feels really awkward to say. He's a 30-year-old man. Yeah, he was smuggling them like...
On his own?
I mean, that's a lot of animals, but I think they're very small. There's a lot of very small. These are like fucking like lizardy reptile dudes.
Oh, right. They're like, he's got a little...
In bags.
He's got like a little silk bag.
So they're like, you know, they can breathe through the bags. They're porous bags.
Sounds quite luxurious. I know it's terrible, but a little silk bag with a little
and
it's fella
snuggled
in it,
up next to nice the man, and warm, you know, under his armpit or wherever. Now,
could
I mean,
you imagine this?
I don't think it. It couldn't possibly have been almost 2,000 animals in one trip.
Go. No, he must have.
I think he pled guilty to other charges, and maybe he had a suitcase with some in or whatever else.
Right.
The whole operation probably included that. But he did also, he did have snakes in his trousers, apparently.
Well,
plural.
Okay.
You ever had a snake in your pants? One. Oh my God, look at them all.
Oh my gosh.
It's so fucking weird, isn't it?
So he's got like loads of different wild animals, mostly snakes by the looks, but some lizards. And some of those, like, lizards that don't have legs, probably.
Legless lizards.
I like those ones. You see
do
them
you?
Sometimes.
You like them?
I like a legless lizard, yeah. It's cute. They're cute. Look, they're like a half snake. They don't know what they are. Am I lizard? Am I snake?
Is that why you enjoy them?
I just like that they exist.
Okay. They're like a real-life Pokemon. Yeah. They're like a real-life Pokemon.
There's loads of... I don't like this, that people are smuggling them. I think that's terrible. I don't think a lot of people... I hate to say this. I don't really like the idea of wild animals as pets, right? At least with cats and dogs, they're domesticated and they're abandoned and you rescue them
true.
And taking them home. I don't like breeding animals as pets.
You don't like breeding animals?
No, I don't.
Have you ever tried it?
No, and I would never do that, no.
Okay.
But some people have said I'm a wild animal in the breeding.
I thought you were going to say in the sack. But you said in the breeding.
In the breeding of, yes.
Yes, I'm something of a wild animal in the breeding. What?
It's a very old way to say it, isn't it? Yeah. Like a lion.
Imagine getting that like as a Tinder message. You'd just be like,
what?
Show it to your friends. What? I've never heard anyone speak like this before.
So, no, I mean, obviously, who's buying these? I guess pet shops are getting them on the cheap. And
there must be like a big market for them.
Well, I mean, look, I can understand.
They're rare.
I can understand probably. Like a drug store. Because like in Amsterdam, you know, it's illegal to grow marijuana.
Right.
And so all the coffee shops have to sort of source their marijuana through fairly innocuous means, right? Like subtly, under the, they have to do business with people who are not technically allowed to,
right?
Grow
really?
These things, yeah.
God.
So, and in a similar way, I guess, like if you're a pet shop, I just don't feel like the kind of pet shop people who own a pet shop should be pet lovers, i.e., nice people. People who love animals are nice people, but they're having to deal with illegal smugglers.
Yeah, I mean, this guy had 60 in at once in his clothes.
Right.
And three of the animals were dead.
Oh, that's not good. Do you reckon they were the ones like round the back that he like leaned on or squashed?
He sat on them. Sat on a snake.
Ooh.
Border patrol agents found the reptiles hidden in his jacket, pants pockets, and groin area.
I mean, I love that he's like... You know, you see it with the money where they sellotape all the, in movies, they sellotape all the money to themselves or they sellotape all the drugs to themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of like this.
You like it now?
No, I hate it, but I like it as like a...
I get so confused that sometimes you just contradict yourself.
Well,
it's very confusing.
I can like and hate things at the same time.
Okay.
I don't want to say I respect this. But
it's ambivalence, right?
There's got to be an easier way. Are these reptiles really worth so much that the best way to smuggle them in is in a series of pockets, like sellotape to yourself?
I mean, we could just do the maths, right? We could just do the maths. Where's calculator?
740,000 divided by.
Okay, about $400 each.
Right, $400 per
snake
or lizard.
Legless lizard.
I guess some of them would be worth more. Like that one looked like it's got like that red band or whatever. That looks like it would be worth
poisonous.
More. What happens to all of these after?
Now that they've been... discovered.
Yeah.
They just get released into the wild in California.
So they go,
there you go, buddy. They pick up a snake and then they're just like it's going to fly off. There you go.
Oh. They have to do that.
Off you go.
Again and again. They must have been following him for a while if they know that he's done it this many times. But then again, yeah. If this is the amount he's got charged with, maybe he's done it a lot more than this. And maybe this is just one guy. If this guy's making bank off of it, other people must be doing it as well.
There are some... So he had a house in Tijuana and he would cross into the America. But it looks like not via plane, which does ruin the whole...
Sorry, he was doing this in a van.
But in a year, he crossed the border 36 times.
Right.
So okay. He's been going back and forth with these animals. So obviously he had someone giving him the animals and he was the one
maybe
transporting
them.
Over. Well, they were for personal use.
Maybe he was breeding them. God knows. Mm. But then again, maybe why wouldn't he just stay in...
He got arrested. He was released on bond, removed his ankle bracelet, fled to Mexico.
Oh.
And then was apprehended in Mexico and extradited back to the US. So he is fucked, basically, now.
Removing your ankle bracelet feels like a bit of trouble.
20 years for each smuggling count is
Whoa.
The maximum.
20? Add that, do the calculator. 20 times 1,700 animals.
340,000 years. What?
No, 20 times 1,700.
34,000.
34,000 years in prison. He'll be old by the time he gets out.
He'll be like, oh, I miss my iPhone. What's this? I got to have a microchip in my head. There are aliens here. What's happening? Why is everyone a robot?
Do you think, like, I mean, he's used to...
Oh, my God.
What?
You know what would be great? He's released from prison 34,000 years later. Mm-hmm. He takes a step outside, breathes in the air. Giant lizards are everywhere. One of them snatches him up, puts him in a bag, straps into his groin, and then like goes over the... I don't know why it's doing an alien voice.
The Yan Ysidro.
Yeah, it goes to the weird port of entry. Yeah,
which is the superpower now.
And then he gets sold... And he's like in a little tank.
Naked.
I'm human! Let me out!
And they're like, tink, 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 tink.
Yeah. And they like drop like a naked shaved rat into his tank for him to eat. And that's all he has to eat. Yeah. Tail and all.
Tail well, it wouldn't be all. Like a rat, would it? It would be like...
A pig.
A salted apple or something.
Oh.
Whatever humans eat.
What they have you is a half of a peach. Salt. Himalayan pink salt.
Ooh. Ooh.
And a spoon. Mm. Bon appétit.
Enjoy your meal. Is that all we got?
What do you mean?
Is that all we got?
Are you not satisfied? Is your belly or your brain? Your brain belly. Is your brain belly not full...
It's
of my delicious portions.
Full.
Okay. Well, it's good that you're not at the point where you want to be sick.
No.
Which does sometimes happen after we make a peculiar
I could
portion.
Have like an after eight.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe I could have like...
We'll get you a cup of tea and a Jaffa cake.
Maybe like a shot of like limoncello or something. Just like one of those... You know, sometimes you go places and they give you a shot on the way out or something...
What was the
amaretto or something?
Was it Danny DeVito? Have you seen the fucking video for this?
Danny DeVito's limoncello. It's a taste of life from this famous fellow. It's also very nice, perfect serve, cold on ice. The finest summer drink from Italy. So mi amici, serve the finest limoncello. You really gotta try it. It's the drink of Italy. Just try it and you'll see what the lemon was meant to be. DeVito's Lemon Jello, yes siree.
This must have been before Sonny, right? He was obviously at the end of, he was thinking, oh crikey, what am I going to do with myself? Sonny comes along. Yeah, rejuvenated his career. Not the other way around.
I reckon it was the limoncello that rejuvenated him.
Right.
I feel 10 years younger.
Is that how he talk?
That sounds more like his wife.
Don't be mean.